Deborah Burns.
Hi, Deborah. It's Adrienne. How are you?
Hey, good. How are you?
Good. I figured when I called earlier, you probably had a client, so that's
I did.
Yeah, I didn't want to call like multiple times because I knew you would call me back. So.
Okay.
Yep.
All right. Well, I only have a small order this time.
Small is better than nothing.
Yeah, there you go. I have a lady coming in on Wednesday who wants to get some diamond studs for her granddaughter.
Okay.
So I need to show her two different things because I picked one out of your inventory that's above budget. So I need something else that's in budget. But the ones that we're looking at, they're 63-point total weight HISI-2s.
Okay.
Inventory number P264035.
So those are of our best quality. Okay.
She might go for those, but they're above budget, you know, by the time I add myself in.
Okay.
So I need to get something else for her that might cost me like around $700 or something.
Do you want to go bigger, lower quality, or smaller, better?
Hmm.
I mean, for our studs, this is like pretty much the like middle of the road, better average as far as quality. So 63 jewelry. Oh, come on. Clear. Do you happen to know how old the granddaughter is?
Yeah, she's 16.
16, okay.
Yeah, we used to be able to answer these kind of questions, but, you know, lab-grown has changed everybody's perception, I think.
Oh.
So I don't know what a 16-year-old really would want, but
correct.
I know what the grandmother wants,
well,
you know.
She wants something that's going to retain value and
right.
be worth a penny tomorrow.
Right.
700. So you can go. I
don't want to go into I-1s.
Okay, so then we would. Then
we have to go smaller.
Yeah, we'll have to go smaller, but really the quality is going to be similar to what you have, but the price would go down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'll be fine.
Okay, so that's I-1. Where's my halves? So if you go same quality, half carat total weight,
mm-hmm.
you're at $590. So, I mean, that would save a little bit.
That'd be fine. Let's do that.
Do you want basket or martini? So it's either a three-prong martini or a four-prong basket.
Oh, definitely four prongs.
Yeah, especially 16. Makes sense. So.
I do all mine in four-prong martinis.
Oh, I see. Okay.
They're not called martinis, but it's that setting, you know, the V-back.
Yep.
That's
yep.
how I do all mine, but
it's
I definitely
safe.
Want the four. Pardon?
It's much more safe for the four-prong instead of a three.
Well, tell your boys over there that they need to start mounting them in those. They used to not make them. But now they do.
Yeah.
And everybody loves them because they don't look like they're, you know, way off your ear.
Yeah,
they go into the earlobe.
Mhm. Yeah. Very good. Well, I can get these out today for Monday. That way you can review them. And if we need to change, we at least have a day or
two. No, we won't. We won't need that.
Okay.
I'd rather you could. Well, it's up to you. You could do that, but she's not coming in until Wednesday, so whatever
right.
you want to do is, you know, fine with me.
Okay. All right. Yeah, that's perfectly fine. So no
All
worries,
right.
Deborah. I appreciate it. Thank you.
All right. You have a good weekend.
You too. Take care.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.